Good morning, Leanne. How are you toughing out the tour over the phone?
I know. It's exciting.
It really
I'm
is.
I'm still in the early stages, so I'm not too burnt out yet.
Well, good. That's why I always like to get you early. I'm so intrigued by what you have done, starting with a master's thesis and just going all the way up to this magnificent cookbook with Good and Cheap, Eat Well, and $4 a Day. It's been quite a journey.
It really has been. I can't believe it's been only a year, really, a little over a year since this whole thing began. It's completely changed my life. It's been amazing.
Well, let's go back to the beginning and how you came up with the idea of doing this.
Sure. Well, so as you said, it started out as my thesis project when I was getting my master's degree at NYU in food studies. And it really came from this place of I was frustrated seeing how people who are on SNAP, on food stamps, people who are really living on very little, don't have as much of a voice in the food movement as I think they really should. And I felt like there is all this sort of doom and gloom around how difficult it is to eat on very little, and it is difficult. I would never suggest otherwise, but it is also possible. And I really felt like I could marry my love of cooking and my joy with eating and food with this sort of process and came up with Good and Cheap, this cookbook, which I sort of hopefully shows how you can still eat really, really good food, because I think everybody deserves to.
Absolutely. And the interesting aspect, I think, of the book is that you go with your skill in the kitchen versus how much money you're spending.
Totally. Exactly. Exactly. It's all about just getting, you know, basic whole foods, which are really pretty inexpensive for the most part, and making the most out of them. And I know a lot of people think, oh, cooking is a chore. It's like having to scrub the floor. It's not all that fun. But if you just think about cooking as something where what you're going to get out of it is something really delicious, then you can really change your attitude towards it. I think a lot of people start out cooking things that maybe they don't particularly enjoy, and that can make it hard to get excited about. But if you're making food that you really love, then, man, is it ever worth it? And you can start to tailor things exactly to your taste, and it can just become a really, really exciting thing.
And it should be. Now, if you hand me $4 and you tell me that I'm going to use this to eat on the entire day, where's a good starting point for using that money wisely?
Right. Well, so the one thing is it's $4 a day, but if you think about that as a budget range, it's really more like $30 a week.
Okay.
Or $120 sort of a month kind of thing. $4 a day, you know, if you really break it up into day, it can be pretty difficult. But if you sort of go to the store and you buy a few things for the week and you stretch them across a few different meals, you can do really well. And so something like vegetable jambalaya, which is basically this beautiful pot of rice full of really inexpensive vegetables. You can throw in some sausage to it if you want. You can feed a huge number of people, and it's this classic meal. It's fantastic. It's something people crave. It's really, really delicious, but it's really extremely inexpensive.
And you're staying away from processed foods for the most part, correct?
In general, and not just because I think that they aren't very good for you, but really because they don't taste very good, and they cost a lot more. It's such a sort of myth. I mean, I think people think, oh, pancake mix is cheaper, but if you buy the flour, you're really just buying flour with a little bit of baking soda in it. You still have to add the eggs and the milk anyhow, and so you might as well make it yourself, and you're going to get so much more out of it. And, you know, and then you can add bananas or whatever you want, maybe a little cinnamon, things like that.
And you make very good use of leftovers, don't you?
I like to think I do. And I definitely make some suggestions for how people can use leftovers. Because I think one thing that a lot of cookbooks are sort of missing is they have all these wonderful recipes. But the way that we actually eat on a daily basis sometimes is a little more humble, a little goofier than that. You know, I sometimes am eating random piles of things out of the fridge for lunch. And I think that, so I have a lot of suggestions, things like stuff on toast. It's sort of those funny little leftovers, things that you can make into a nice meal. You know, how you can throw something on a salad or throw something into a wrap to make something more out of it. Because when you're eating on a really strict budget, you have to make the most out of, you know, you want to buy in bulk. You want to buy a large amount of something. And you want to make it a few different ways so you don't get so bored with eating the same kind of thing.
Oh, that's the worst.
And that's possible to do when you are cooking yourself.
And keeping a stocked pantry, I know that really covers me. If I don't have to keep running out to find one ingredient, that I've got the basics, that really does help a lot too. You don't waste.
Absolutely. really, it's so motivating. It's really, keeping a good pantry is so exciting when you realize, like, hey, I've got noodles, hey, I've got soy sauce, I've got this random veg and a little leftover sauce. Suddenly I have this beautiful, you know, cold noodle salad or whatever you end up making. There's nothing more satisfying than that.
Well, when you started Good and Cheap, you started this with as your master's thesis, correct?
Yes, exactly.
And you went with a Kickstarter campaign and ended up with 40,000 in print? That's amazing.
It was extraordinary, yes. It started as the thesis moved on. I sort of put it out online, and it went viral, and it was really exciting. Was getting all this great feedback, so we did a Kickstarter. And the Kickstarter was sort of ended up being way more popular than I ever thought it would be. And my husband and I at the end were, you know, set distributing 40,000 books, but it was such an honor and such a privilege. It was so exciting. We were able to give away thousands to over 9,000 directly to people who couldn't otherwise afford it. And we sold another over 20,000 to different nonprofits across the country to sort of give to their clients. So it's been really exciting. And then with the second edition with Good and Cheap that is now in stores that I did with Workman Publishing, mm-hmm. For everyone that someone buys, one will be donated to someone who needs it. And that will, again, be working with nonprofits across the country. And I'm just so, so excited to do that because I think it can make an incredible impact.
I think that's fantastic that you're doing that. You've got to give people the tools to live the right way, and giving them the book absolutely free is a great idea.
Absolutely. Well, and it's exciting, I think, for people buying the book because everyone loves to be able to give someone a gift. Or I certainly love to do that, and I think other people do as well. And this is an opportunity to give a wonderful gift to people.
Do I dare ask what's next on your list?
Well, I'm going to be concentrating on this for the next few months, going
sure.
all across the country on tour. So hoping to just do a lot of listening to people and sort of see what I can be useful in next working with. I'm so excited to work with all these different nonprofits, to work with individuals, to really meet people up close and see how these things work. See, you know, what can we do next? Maybe it's community kitchens. Maybe it's something else.
I love the idea of a community kitchen cookbook. We've got some great gardens and kitchens here. That would be wonderful.
Exactly.
Well,
there's so much potential out there.
I won't take credit for the next book when it comes out. Well, Leanne, thank you so much for the time today. It's Good and Cheap, Eat Well, on $4 a day. We're going to give our listeners, of course, a chance to pick that up.
That would be a wonderful idea.
All right, Leanne, well, congratulations on your success, and we'll look forward to the next book.
Thanks so much, Anne.
Thanks. Bye-bye.